Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame, I'm the Duke of Small Business. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Eric Groves is the Duke of Alignable. Alignable.com is an organization that he founded and that focuses on helping small business owners connect with each other. Eric, tell us more about it.
Well, basically what we are is a social network for business owners where they can go connect with each other, build relationships, and refer each other business, refer each other resources. It's a free place for them to get together. And, we've got over 6 million businesses across North America on the platform. So there are plenty of people to engage with and get to know and build your business with.
And you've got these are Your growth has exploded during the lockdown, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, with the need to network, it's one of the word of mouth referrals is the number one source of business for small businesses.
Right.
And you know, when you can't do it offline and you want to do it online, you need a resource like Alignable, and we're just glad that so many businesses turn to us and make us their home.
Alignable.com is the website. I encourage you to check that out. So Eric, let's get back to the research that you guys conducted for the fourth quarter that was very troubling. And you said 85% of your respondents said that they could use more financial help from the government. And, Eric, when I look back at the fighting between the Republicans and the Democrats, all the way since August at least, over another round, and it started out at the Democrats wanted, Nancy Pelosi wanted $3 trillion, and the Republicans wanted $2 trillion. And then it's now just under $1 trillion, the one that they passed. And when you look at the internals of this, and I'm not going to blame any one particular party, but I know who's the worst. But when you look at the internals of these, of what this money was for, and how much of it is even the new program is going to things that have nothing to do with helping Americans stay in business and keep their food on the table. Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars going to things that have nothing to do with this. It makes my blood boil. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think that the people in Washington have their way of squirreling money to the things that, you know, that help them get reelected. But, you know, the most important thing is that they get this work done and get this money earmarked for small businesses and the people that have been hurt the worst by, in many ways, the lack of action of these people in Washington to really get control over the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's our money being put back into economy.
That's right.
Not their money.
That's right. Well said. And the terms needed. The terms are very similar to the other one, the previous one. If your eligibility is very similar, except there are a couple of new stipulations for the new one. It's still forgivable. And some industries are getting a little bit of extra help, I think, aren't they?
Well, there's a couple of new carve-outs that they've created. I think one of the most important things is that solopreneurs and independent contractors realize that this money is also for them, right? I mean, so often they get sort of thought of, you know, last, and
right.
81% of all businesses, small businesses, are solopreneurs or independent
mm-hmm.
contractors.
Yep.
So they did have access last time. They do have access this time. So that's critically important. The other thing to note is that they have increased the amount of money that folks in the accommodation and food services industry can gain access to, which is critical for those folks. And then there's also a bunch of carve-outs or set-asides for borrowers who are unable to get PPP loans last time,
mm-hmm.
And specifically for low-income areas. And we know that minority-owned businesses were actually rejected last time at almost 2x the rate of non. So it's critically important that they get the money into those places.
Right.
And then they're creating a new grant program for shuttered industries. So businesses that were like live venues or independent movie theaters, they're going to have their own grant system that is going to be separate from the PPP and driven through the SBA as well.
One of the things that bothered me about the last one was that independent contractors, sole proprietors, non-incorporated businesses that had showed a loss in 2019 were foreclosed from the PPP money. A lot of companies operate if they had a $2 loss in 2019, yep, they weren't eligible. That was wrong. Did they fix that in the new plan?
I didn't see any language specifically targeting solopreneurs from that perspective.
I couldn't either.
But yeah, that is just a gross misunderstanding of how small businesses are run by the people in Washington.
And how they do their taxes. I mean, yep, it's not just because you turned in a loss in 2019 in your business, that doesn't mean you don't have a viable business. A lot of companies post taxable losses.
That's one of the things I think we have to look at after this is all over is how do we change the tax code in a way that causes businesses to build up cash reserves?
Right.
Because basically set up to basically get you to flush it all out every
That's
year,
exactly right.
And keep nothing there. And that's exactly right. They don't have a reserve.
Well, that's well said. Hey, Eric, I need the website one more time, please.
Alignable.com, Jim. Thanks so much for inviting us to come and join you.
You're always welcome here, Eric. Can they find your research on your website there?
They absolutely can. If they go to look at the Coronavirus Resource Center right inside the application, they can see all of our research right there.
Thank you, Eric. Eric Groves, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.